Find insight, guidance, and answers. Tune into Spirit with radio medium Laura Lee.
Laura Lee, tuning into Spirit for my special guest caller, Michaela.
Hi, Laura Lee. Thank you for having me.
A pleasure, for sure. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Michaela, I've got somebody here who's showing up, and she's so spunky, and she would definitely make her presence known. And I feel like she's coming in off your left side, so I feel like maternal spirit, but big thing she shows me is a t-shirt. I don't know if this is recognizable to you, but she'd wear a t-shirt and it had something printed across it that made reference to grandma or being a mom. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am, I understand. It's either my mom or my grandmother.
I think this is your mom, honey, because she just shows me this was her comfortable wear. So she's still very comfortable.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely her.
She says that you cared for her and vice versa. So if you guys weren't living together, you were like absolutely close so you could actually be there day to day with one another.
Yeah, I live about 5 minutes from where she lives.
How much has she missed? Yeah.
Words can't be expressed.
I know. It's like an empty hole when they're gone like that. But she's with you because she says she's even closer now. She was so blessed. She had all of her family close by, from my understanding.
Yeah, she did.
Mm-hmm. Who's got 3 children?
My oldest sister.
Okay. Tell her she says hello because she'd have a hard time believing this. Unlike you?
Yeah. I think she's kind of a skeptical. She's coming along with it, but not as well as we are.
That's all right. It's understandable. And, you know, she just loved being a grandma. And she shows me one of the kids playing with a phone. I don't know if it's a toy phone or it's a real phone, pretending to talk to grandma.
Yes, it's my daughter. She has my mom's old cell phone.
Oh, she says dialing up to heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Always talking to her.
Yes. You know, every time something happens, like the other day, she lost one of her teeth caps. And she says, well, my mom must have took it.
She's absolutely right. Just to torment her, which they did to each other.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
She shows me another image, trying to open up a jar, you know, or something had a cap on the top of it, and she didn't have the strength to grip it and open it. And it's like you would have to come in and always open that for her.
Yes, that's when she was in the hospital, COVID, right before she passed. She didn't have the strength to open it, so I would open it. It was mostly her water bottle, or like she didn't have the strength to brush her hair, so I would brush her hair for her.
Well, she says you were her strength to keep going, and she is hopefully giving that strength to you right now because you're stronger than you know. I feel like since her passing, it's left a hole, but it's filled a gap with somebody else kind of pulling it in who's not been treating you very well. Do you understand?
Yes. My oldest 3 siblings, they're from my mom's first marriage, and I'm my father's only child, which was her current husband when she passed away, and bridge between the two.
Who was in an abusive relationship at one time? Was that her?
Well, my sister's closer to my age, she was, and my niece is actually just getting out of an abusive relationship.
And then your situation with your other siblings, who isn't really well, but she's giving you the strength and the courage to carry on, because everything will heal in time. But she also wants to say that she's in touch with somebody who's in the abusive relationship and trying to give them the strength to move on from that relationship, because I feel like still tethering them.
Yes, it is.
And she wants to pass that message on. Finally, she wants to bring up the word pie, or she tells me pie. What's that about?
Not long after she passed, she had inherited my grandma's house, and my grandmother was a woman from the Depression, so she hung on to everything. And my mom never cleaned everything out, so we went clean it out, and we must have found at least 200 to 300 pie pans everywhere.
Oh, my. Well, then you better start making some pies, honey. She had some good recipes for them, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. Every Wednesday and Saturday, there was always something to eat, fig cake or a pie or some type of cake.
That's living in the South for you. I remember those days.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure. Thank you, Miss Michaela.
Thank you
for sharing your time with me today. If you'd like to call into the show, sign up at RadioMediumLarlee.com. And thank you for subscribing and sharing our show. We appreciate you.